It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
You're listening to Castrol CarCast on Podcast One.
Hey guys, got a big show, big car cast for you today. I say that every week, but this one's special because our friend Adrian Janik is in the studio with us.
Hey guys.
Looking forward to it. Before we get started, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dodge. It's Dodge's big finish event. And this holiday season, our gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. So hurry in and get a great deal all month long on a new Durango. No matter where the season takes you, the Dodge Durango is here to make every trip this season a breeze. Because you're behind the wheel of a Durango. You're behind the wheel of a performance-driven SUV. And you'll be rolling out with your friends and family. You'll be able to fit everyone in Durango's 7-passenger seating capacity. This holiday season, Dodge's gift to you is Employee Pricing Plus. That means everyone gets the same price as employees on a new Dodge Durango. So hurry into your Dodge Big Finish event today and end the year with a great deal. And of course, our friends at Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list. Maybe you're dropping off your dry cleaning, picking up some milk, doing some Christmas shopping. Well, now you can save hundreds of dollars to that list, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. So if you want some extra money in your pocket, this is the most rewarding to-do you'll do today. Go to geico.com. All right, guys, let's get started. Welcome to CarCast. I'm Matt, the moderator. DeAndre, we got Bill Goldberg on the phone, traveling. He's in his car, doing car stuff. And and our very lovely guest, our longtime friend, Adrian Janik from Overhauling, and so many car shows over the years and events and Battle of the Builders. And you guys, of course, know AJ if you know anything or seen anything about cars in the last decade or more.
It's crazy how it's like, what, 15 years later?
Yeah.
It's insane how time is just flying by.
We've been here doing this now, CarCast, for over 10 years, and you've been coming in almost since the beginning.
And you're not sick of me yet. At least I hope not.
No, of course not. But Bill, where are you going? You're in the car?
You know, I'm headed back to the house. I just left Tim Duncan's Blackjack Speed Shop up in San Antonio, and like you said, I just been here for a very short period of time, and already I'm playing with cars and or trucks. So yeah, sitting in the Dodge Ram right now, and you know, just got a couple things on the list to spice her up a little bit.
How's the new truck? Now you got it for a couple weeks, breaking it in a little bit.
It's awesome, man. You know, if I would have had an excuse, like I could have towed something, I would have gone for the diesel, but it just didn't, in this situation, it didn't make much sense to spend an extra 10 grand for it. Plus performance wise, you know, I'd like the horsepower out of it. The torque obviously comes along the way, and looking at these Dodge Rams, you can pull a house as it is anyway. So, we'll put a Whipple on here and, squeeze some horsepower out of it and, you know, keep having some fun with it. But hey, being a truck guy now, it's cool, man. It's everything serves a purpose. Everything you have serves a purpose. And when it gets dark, I got to jump in my truck to drive around my home that's fortified by every kind of deer known to man. So, you know.
Right. So, AJ, you missed it. Bill's got a new place in Texas, and it's a ranch kind of out in the middle of nowhere. It's gorgeous. It's fun. And, like, 3 days into it, he hit a deer. So he's he's like, I've got to buy a truck now.
I mean, I was just going to ask, because I did hear that you moved to Texas. You were in San Diego, now you're in Texas.
Yeah.
And is it true that once you move to Texas, you need a truck?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like...
Oh, my God. It's no more true. Yeah, absolutely. There's no... Not just as an identity crisis thing to fit in, but, I mean, the fact is that these people have these trucks for a reason, and I know exactly why, and it's not just to tow. It's so that you feel secure when you're driving at night on these backcountry roads when a 10-point deer, you know, is just as plain a sight as a squirrel is these days. You know, you're dodging these things right and left, and I don't feel comfortable. I won't drive a vehicle at night here. I won't do it other than a truck. So, you know, that's why I went out and I purchased it, and I got to say, I mean, it's a wonderful feeling driving down the road and knowing that, you know, no offense to Bambi and everything, but I'm going to completely demolish one as opposed to it being the other end of the story.
Well, you put the big loud exhaust on it, maybe they'll just get scared and run away.
It'll be a warning.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'll be a warning.
The exhaust, you know, extra, you know, horsepower.
But you would think that. But the problem is that the vehicle, after I put the supercharger on, is going to be so damn fast. By the time he hears it, I'm already going to be on it.
Oh, no.
Which is funny is Wanda's been the truck person of the family for so long because she's always moving stuff around and she's got to hook up the trailer and bring the animals all over the place. And Bill's kind of had the luxury of having like the Challengers and the Chargers and all the muscle car collection and even the motorcycles. I don't know what you do on a motorcycle. Don't do that at night.
Oh, my God. I know.
Yeah, not a chance. Were you kidding me? No way. Absolutely not. But, you know, this truck thing's really cool. Isn't this the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, you just jumped into the truck scene yourself.
Yeah, I'm excited.
You're seeing how cool it is and how much fun it is. As another, you know, avenue to this car world, it's awesome.
Well, today I Ubered to the studio today, and as soon as we're done here, I'm heading out over to a Galpin Auto Sports, and I'm picking up my truck. It's a '95 Ford Lightning.
Oh, nice.
They finished the custom brakes that we talked about last week. We have the big 14-inch disc, 6-piston Wilwoods in the front, 4-piston in the back, and we had a custom machine hubs to make it work. And they ran into a couple of brake line issues, but nothing that couldn't be solved with some new brackets. So I'm excited about doing that. They called me to, like, the ABS light is on. I was like, I know that's because we changed the rear gear and the tire diameter, so we can just reset that. Don't worry about it. I just want the truck back. So I'm excited to go over there and get that done. Actually, it's funny you're mentioning the truck stuff has been a topic for so long that a lot of the guys on social media, you guys have been asking me about what's the status of the BMW M3. I have the 2001 M3, and refresh your memory, this was Adam Carolla's car that he bought new in 2001. He custom ordered it, lightweight, slick top roof, no sunroof, the lightweight, like no big stereo. He wanted cloth seats and sort of a cloth and leather seat to it, and you know, he did a bunch of modifications to it, but it never really ran right. It kept overheating in the shop that did it years ago.
Jeez. So he sells it to you.
Yeah, did it years and years ago. Was they were new at the time, so they tried some things that didn't really work. So Adam kept trying to fix it over the years and just poured a bunch of money into it. And he's like,
he must have really loved that car to dump that much money and keep giving it another chance.
Yeah, but fast forward 15 years after he bought it, it's still sitting. And I'm like, what are you going to do with that M3? He's like, I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with it. And I was like, I'll give you some money for it. And I gave a low ball offer, and he's like, fine. And it was basically like a third of what he had into this thing, maybe a fourth of what he had into this thing. And I've been working on it, but I've been trying to do this. Oh, this is you guys heard the show long ago. This is the one where I went on a date downtown LA and the supercharger froze up on the way, and I had to like park the car on the side of the road at like in Silver Lake just so I wouldn't be late for the date. I had to like Uber there and I left the car.
Did you say this was filmed?
No.
Oh, okay, bro. I was like, wait a minute. Was this on TV somewhere? No, no. How did I miss this?
We talked about it on the show here because I had to go back and buy a brand new Vortex supercharger for it because the other one seized up because of an oiling issue. I was like, so that date didn't even go very well and it cost me $4,000.
That's an expensive date, especially if there was not a second date.
There was not a second. Actually, she and I are friends. We were friends before, and then we're still friends now. But yeah, that was incredibly expensive date. Yeah.
Now, did you ever figure out what the issue is? I mean, this many years later, have you been able to figure it out?
Dating or with the car?
I want to hear this answer.
Well, both.
Yeah, so I think I figured out the dating issue. Yeah. Okay. I threw money at that problem as well, and now it's been solved. There was two issues with the car. One, there was cooling issues. They modified the radiator, and the upper radiator hose where it attaches. Obviously, it's like a, you know, it's like a 2-inch, 2.25-inch diameter spout that the radiator hose goes onto. They welded on new end caps. And what we kept having cooling issues. And what we found out is when we actually took the hose off and looked in there at the radiator, half of it was blocked on the inside. When they welded a radiator new end caps on, they blocked half of it. So no matter what you did, it just kept blocking half of the coolant going in.
Okay.
So that was one of the big issues. There were some tuning issues. There was some wiring issues. So many people worked on the car over the years that the wiring harness had been cut up from the ECU all throughout. And I took it to a buddy of mine, David Jusko, who's he's an engineer in the automotive space. He does a lot of work on his own as well in the Toyota Supra world. He makes them incredibly fast, and he's just so meticulous. He's so good at this. And the car actually broke on the way to Long Beach Grand Prix in April, and it's been sitting in his driveway. And he was fixing a few things and then just kind of went down this rabbit hole of another thing and another thing
it's
and another
like
thing.
It's almost like a Frankenstein car.
It really is. So he ended up redoing so much of the wiring. And I just got all these photos of going, look at it now. Look how perfect it is now. It's better than the factory.
It's alive.
It's so good. So we got it fired up the other day.
Okay.
And it looks good. New coolant system, new custom radiator, new fans put on it. There was a shroud that was on there that was very complicated. There was a front fan and a rear fan, and they were sort of canceling each other out, which is, by the way, don't do that. You don't need two fans. If you're not getting enough air in for some reason with one fan, there's a bigger problem at hand. So fixed that. We're very close. He fired it up. He's doing another, I think, an inlet an inlet air temperature sensor that we just got that I need to give to him so it reads the temperature correctly. And we'll see. So the funny thing is this car is 2001. We're at just ending 2019.
Yeah.
It's got 25,000 miles on it. Because it sat for 15 years in Adam's garage.
Well, hey, that's the good side.
But that's the good side.
Yeah, that's the positive. But you and Adam must just love this car so much to not give up and just dump money and time.
Yeah.
And it's like you're determined. And
it is. But
it's
now
work.
That I'm going to get it back, I'm like, I can't really drive it because I can't put the miles on it. So I'll keep it for a while and then maybe I'll sell it and do another project. That's what we do over here.
Full disclosure, I've been laughing about you and your projects for so long because all my stuff has been running good. But the day before the last shoot for the horsepower challenge for Dodge,
yeah,
Hoop Bennett and I were out in the carbon fiber Hellcat, and we absolutely fried the differential on it.
Oh, I'm sure you did when you filmed the Hoonigan thing too, by the way. The big burnout.
No. I didn't do a big one for that, but it was, yes, I think Mr. Hubinette pushed it right over the limit.
Well, that's why he's called the crazy Swede.
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. No question.
He is crazy in the car.
No question.
Love him, though, but he's crazy.
Full disclosure, I won't be laughing at you as much as I usually do because I'm feeling your pain.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's good. By the way, the sweepstakes, the Dodge sweepstakes, I think it's not that part's not good. The sweepstakes part is good, and filming with Hubinette was good. It's been a good contest. So if you guys aren't following that, follow Dodge on social media. Follow Goldberg on social media. And check that out. We're going to get into a bunch. AJ's got so much stuff going on right now. You never stop. Before we do, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Dodge since you queued it up there, Bill. Hurry into your local Dodge dealer. Where they will bring you performance, technology, and great deals. It's the Dodge Big Finish event, and this holiday, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. With Power Dollars, you'll get $10 off for each horsepower of your new car. That's every 2019 Dodge Charger and every 2019 Dodge Challenger. You can buy a 2019 Dodge SRT Hellcat Red Eye and receive almost $8,000 cash allowance. So if you get more power, you get more off. It's that simple. So hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event today and end the year with a great deal. All right, AJ.
Hey, Horsepower Challenge is over.
Yesterday, we
put the last answer to the last question up.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning, I heard rumor that the first one of the special Hellcats of the five in this contest might possibly be delivered by Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Right on. Now, has anybody unveiled? You and I know. We're just going to go ahead and say that right now. Has anybody said what makes the... Okay. So they are special cars. They aren't regular Hellcat Red Eyes that you can win. These are special.
Okay.
And
now,
we haven't announced
special?
Yet. We can't tell you yet.
Oh, it's a secret.
It's still a secret.
Oh, okay.
And I guess it'll be announced maybe when you deliver the car or something. We'll find out. But that's
all
in store.
All we can say is that they're quite possibly the highest horsepower car that they've ever offered.
Okay.
Maybe. Wow. It's possible.
Well, don't get mad at us, Dodge.
You piqued my interest. Maybe you could give me a hint once we stop recording.
Yeah,
that.
Maybe off the air.
I got to know.
Well, we'll tell you about it.
But, see, there you go. Then it worked.
Yeah, no tweeting it out. All right. Overhauling.
Yes.
Season 10?
Season 10.
There was a little bit of a hiatus in between 9 and 10.
Well, there was a little bit of hiatus before that, too. I think we went on a hiatus a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I think the first time I was not involved because I had my son, mm-hmm. and I was a stay-at-home mom for a little bit. And no regrets. But once he was old enough and he was in school and I can kind of pick things up where I left off and also lost the weight because it took me a while. I was back. So, we left. Came back, left, came back again, and
how did this come back? Overhauling was a huge success. A couple of different hosts, all friends of ours over the years, and then it kind of ran its course off the air for a few years. Everybody worked on other projects, of course, Chip building cars and doing what he does. And Chris Jacobs all over Discovery Channel and the car auctions.
He's
and stuff.
Like Mr. Discovery.
And every time he's posting something, he's like, I'm on a plane going someplace else. He's working everywhere.
He works hard.
How does it happen that everything sort of gets aligned and there's a reboot of Overhauling? How do you and Chip and Chris and Bud and everybody get involved in Motor Trend? How does that happen?
Well, I think I have to credit the fans first and foremost because they obviously are what made the show what it is today. And even when we were off the air, when we took that last hiatus, not only would I get tons of messages, but Chip and Chris, it's like, bring Overhauling back. We missed the show. There's nothing like it, on the air. Because, there's new shows and it's either a hit or miss. But it's just the fans have stayed loyal. And I would always say, send an email or a message to the network, say you want the show back. And I always say it's the power of the people. If they want something, go ask for it and you shall receive. And I think the network kind of realized, hey, this is still a great show and maybe we could squeeze one more season out of it or two and brought the show back. So they asked Chip first, hey, are you available? Then Chris, then me. And it just made sense. It's like kind of, we always say we got the band back together and you know, from the first day we were back, it's just, you know, it felt like we were never really gone. We just have such a great working chemistry. And, you know, Chip does his thing, Chris does his thing. And we all just, we know kind of like our places on the show. So there is no, oh, I need more camera time or I need to do this. It's, we all just work so well together. So it just felt right. And the timing was right too.
So the reboot, the new Overhauling,
yes,
is on the Motor Trend app. And I'm still a little confused by this, but the Motor Trend app was what was Motor Trend On Demand. And the Motor Trend On Demand, so Motor Trend app is Motor Trend website. It's the Motor Trend On Demand.
Yeah,
you can
stream.
Get it on your phone.
I mean,
you
that's
can get
kind
it
of
on
like,
your iPad. You can get it on your TV or smart TV.
It's like the wave of the future. Everything is streaming these days. So, you know, I guess that Motor Trend decided, hey, let's stream not only the new season, but from the very beginning, the very first episode of Overhauling
right.
to now. So, I mean, that's over 100 episodes.
Yeah. By the way, the Motor Trend app is a great subscription to get now because all old episodes of Top Gear and Overhauling, all this great content. And the reason why we're calling it Motor Trend app now is because it's an app you can get on your smart TV, you can get it on your phone, but also you can get it on your Apple TV, Roku, Google Chromecast, Amazon Fire, Xbox. You can get it pretty much anywhere.
We're everywhere.
And, yeah. So now that the app is on all of these different platforms, you can subscribe and it's not that much and you get all this great content. There as well. What are some of the vehicles that you guys got in store for the season?
Well, you know, we're doing newer vehicles this season. Mm-hmm. We're not doing as many of like, you know, the 60s cars, which, you know, the old school overhaul. And as I say, you know, there's not that much metalwork or fabrication. We're doing, we just did a, I want to say it was a 2015, was it a Stingray Corvette that we unveiled
okay.
at SEMA? We did a Lightning truck.
Yes. Actually,
did you see that one?
No, but my buddy Richard Wade is from Magnaflow.
Yeah,
and I said, "Hey, you know, because I have my Gen 1 Lightning, and I brought it down. They did the exhaust. It was in the Magnaflow booth outside at SEMA this year." And he said, "By the way, we're doing a Gen 2 Lightning on Overhaul."
Yeah.
And he goes, "It's going to be badass. Wait till you see it."
Yeah,
so,
no, it's cool. I mean, and we've done you know newer like newer Mustang, Challenger, and I think the goal is you know we have you know obviously our loyal fans from back in the day, but mm-hmm. I think the network wants to target a younger audience by doing newer cars, and also hopefully the audience will be able to relate more. Like, hey, you know, I've got that 2015 Mustang. I can do that to my car, and it's a little bit more attainable than, let's
yeah.
say, you know, a 69 Challenger, you know, so to speak. So it's, I think they're kind of trying, hey, let's see how the newer cars work, and hopefully the audience is still liking what we do.
I've always been a big fan of it as well, and I've even tried to emulate some of the stuff we do here on this show against what Overhauling has done. It's never meant to be, even our projects as well. The reason why we get into some of the details about, oh, we're custom making brakes and we're machining a hub and we're doing this is not meant to be like, hey, you guys should replicate what we're doing. It's meant to inspire creativity on your
yes.
project. So
mm-hmm.
if you do have a Gen 2 Lightning or a Gen 1 Lightning or a new Mustang or something, you may say, oh, you know, I like the paint. I don't like the wheels, but, you know, the interior is cool and I like what you did with the engine. And pick the things that you do like. And maybe it kind of it gets you thinking about your car, what you want to do on your car. So that's kind of why we get into some of the nerdy details about what we're doing on even our own personal builds here.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the idea behind this season. It's not that you have to replicate exactly what we do. And
yeah.
like you said, it's just to inspire. And there is no right or wrong when it comes to designing a car. It's based on what you prefer and what you like and what you're inspired by, or if there's a meaning behind, you know, something, which Chip tends to do. He'll put something that means a lot to that person that we're overhauling, and that's
yeah.
when the waterworks come.
I was just going to say, I love Chip, but he cries a lot.
Oh my gosh. It is. I have to say, Overhauling is the only show where I have seen so many grown men cry.
I know.
I've cried only once on that show.
And it's jeez, what was that? Did you just smack your donkey?
Easy. That's for a different show.
Okay. Well, last week he had the donkey.
It did sound kind of like a smack there, yeah, but I was like, I'm not saying anything.
Well, last week he had the donkey in the background.
You guys' mind is in the gutter. Does the car business do that to everybody?
Well, don't put me in that category. I mean, I'm sitting out in the lobby, and I saw these very interesting ornaments that you guys have.
Yeah.
Can we not talk about it?
I think that's all, Chris. We're gonna.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, that's the producer.
Let's say they were X-rated, and you just put a P in front of the ornament, and it becomes.
I'm just saying. That's why I'm calling in.
Yeah, that's Bill came here for a few episodes. He's like, nah.
Yeah, I was
I'm
like,
out.
And I even debated. I was like, should I take a picture of this and post it? I was like, probably not. I would have to, you know, blur out a lot of. Things on those photos.
Yeah.
We're not selling ornaments, are we, Chris? We're not selling Christmas ornaments.
They look like gifts.
No.
Those are sent in from a guy who liked the company and thought Adam would get a kick out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and nobody wanted them.
Okay.
So they're kind of just hanging out. They're free if you want to take
You know what you should
AJ.
Do? Did you see that video of, I think it was either the Amazon or FedEx, one of the delivery guys, and they left like treats or goods and it says, okay. Hey, you know, thank you for your hard work. Please take a treat. You should do that. Say, hey, thank you for all your hard work you do. You know, happy holidays. Please take an ornament.
Take an ornament.
Yeah.
They're giveaways.
Okay. They're giveaways.
All right. We'll see how far they go.
We'll see how far that goes. All right. I got a better gift idea for you guys.
Yes.
AJ has her oversized calendar.
My oversized calendar.
Yes. I have a copy of it right here. It looks fantastic.
Thank you. Got
the big green Mustang, sort of bullet-esque
yes,
Mustang.
Yes, it's a bullet-esque inspired Mustang.
On the cover, which that bullet Mustang is going up for auction soon in January.
Oh, nice.
The real Steve McQueen bullet
wow,
Mustang.
Wow, how much do you think that's going to go for?
I don't know. We've been speculating anywhere between $4 and $12 million, but I
was this the one at the Peterson?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I worked on that over. Car. I detailed that car, and I was excited that I had Steve McQueen's oxidation all over my hands.
Yeah. Steve McQueen, like the Steve McQueen stuff does well, like money wise. They call him the king of cool, but he wasn't really that great though, right?
Don't be jealous.
He was kind of a dick.
I'm not going to comment on that. That's your own opinion of him.
All right. Well, I mean, I never met him, but
neither have I. But I mean, I haven't heard anything other than he's just
never pass judgment on people you don't meet.
That's right. Well,
exactly.
Then I will tell you that car comes up beginning of January at Mecum, and then soon after is we talked about the last week the Paul Walker collection of cars going at Barrett Jackson, and I did meet Paul, and he's cool as shit.
I have
he's
heard
the nicest guy.
From so many people what a great and nice guy he was. Just very genuine, very down to earth. So
we did a track day together. We spent an entire day racing Lexus LFAs, and he was just fantastic. And then later this past year, I got a chance to meet his brother as well, and his brother's great. So I'm all in on Paul Walker cars. The other car is okay.
So
we have a calendar. Tell us about the calendar.
So the calendar is an oversized one, as we've talked about. It's not your standard, you know, office wall size calendar. I just wanted to kind of bring back the vintage oversized shop calendars that you saw back in the day. And, you know, visiting shops throughout, you know, the years in this industry, I didn't really see any cool garage calendars. I mean, the Pirelli calendar is beautiful, but, you know, that Pirelli has their own market as far as, you know, that goes. And that's not what I was going for. I just wanted a cool calendar with cool cars and me with the cars, but kept it very classy, cool, edgy. I always say it's very wife and girlfriend friendly. Not in a bikini, bending over an engine. You know, it's very respectful.
That's Goldberg's calendar.
In a thong.
Easy.
So I just wanted to make a really cool, fun calendar. You know, I figure Overholland's back. Let me bring back the cool shop calendar.
Yep.
And it's available now. Just go to ajcalendars.com and I sign each and every one of them. You can even have it personalized. And every week I go into the office and I sign my batch of orders and send them off. So they all have been touched by me.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. It is a lot of work. But you know what? I'm very grateful. The support for the calendars has been amazing and overwhelming. So I cannot thank everybody enough who has bought a calendar. And it makes a great gift for the gearhead or car enthusiast if you can't think of what to get people for the holidays.
Do you have a favorite car in the calendar?
Well, my car.
Your car?
I've got my 68 Firebird in there.
Yeah.
Firebird
was here.
I'm a prop for August because my Firebird, the 68, she's the star of that month.
Yeah. I remember you brought the car here.
Yeah. No, it's a great car. I still have her.
Back when somebody let us do videos. We don't do videos anymore. I don't know why. Probably because Podcast One doesn't like videos. they're the podcasting business, not the video. They should call it Video One. Let's get
video
on that.
Yeah, Video One.
Yeah, come on, Podcast One. Let's do more videos.
Stop.
Chris had to edit them all, so it's not quite. All right, well, the calendar is great. Go to ajcalendars.com. You guys can buy it. Every one of them is signed. And check that out. Let me tell you guys about Zorro as well, Zorro.com, where you can find everything for any business of almost any size in any industry. They have tools and equipment, safety, office, and cleaning supplies, and more. They have tons of stuff for electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing, pretty much anything you guys can think of. They have brands that you know and trust, like Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider Electric, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. They have amazing customer service for real people all across the U.S. It's fast and free shipping on orders of over $50 or more. If you go to Zorro.com/carcast and you sign up for their Zmail newsletter, you'll get 15% off your first order. That's Zorro.com/carcast, Zorro.com/carcast for 15% off. So go check them out. Okay, how was SEMA for you? Busy?
SEMA was crazy busy. I didn't get a chance to enjoy the show in the sense of I didn't get a chance to walk the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, Goldberg, you were probably the same. I mean, there's just so much
going. I ran the floor.
You ran the floor? See, I could barely get from point A to point B, but I mean, I have to say it was great. You know, I had a calendar giveaway at MagnaFlow and at OPG. Filmed Battle of the Builders.
Yes.
I'm back for another season.
I'm going to talk about that. Yeah.
So that's going to actually be on the History Channel. And it was great. I mean, there was really no time to breathe, but it was a great show.
Somehow Bill decided to drive for the charity, for the Gary Sinise Foundation, from the Bondurant School in Arizona to SEMA, do a day there, then come to L.A., film NCIS Los Angeles, and then go home and move.
Now, how do you do that?
SEMA week. It's the worst week ever to do all that shit.
Exactly. Well, I want to hear what kind of vitamins you took, because I need that kind of energy.
Oh, you know what? I don't know what it was. I don't even think I ate during the process. There was so much going on. You know, the end game was Saturday morning at 6 a.m. having 3 one-way tickets to San Antonio so that I could move. Mm-hmm. And, you know, prepping for that conclusion, I filled my schedule up every single day so that I wouldn't think about, you know, the task of having to move because I'd be so busy. So it didn't work. Let's just say that. And I'm still unloading boxes as we speak.
Yeah. Well, oh, by the way, the most recent episode of NCIS Los Angeles referenced your character, Lance Hamilton.
Well, Lance will be coming back in January.
Well,
so hopefully it was a positive reference.
It was.
Yeah,
so. It was.
That
it
sounds
was,
like there'll be a return.
Your buddy LL was giving a good shout out to Lance Hamilton. And I was like, oh, you weren't even in the show.
Okay, that's a little foreshadowing.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, hopefully they're not setting me up for a killing or something. But, you know, we'll see.
It sounded good, but you never know on those shows.
You never know.
Yeah, so crazy SEMA week. Tell us about Battle of the Builders. Now, you guys have done this a few times.
I think this was our seventh year.
Yeah.
Yeah, our seventh year. My gosh. And it just seems every year, and I know I sound like a broken record player, it just gets bigger and better. I mean, the amount of entries and the caliber of cars, it's every year there's just more and more. And I always say I'm so glad I'm not a judge on this show because it's really hard to pick just that one top build.
It was a big debut. It was significant for SEMA, and from day one, you guys were filming it and putting it on the air. And then very quickly, it became a prestigious thing to win this. It went from like, oh, here's an idea and a TV thing.
Yeah, a couple hundred entries to now.
This is competitive now. Kind of way, like the way Optima Challenge kind of grew from like, oh, this is a fun like TV show idea and we'll get some cars competing. And now people are building dedicated cars and they come back year after year and they want the title. And now Battle of the Builders is a hell of a trophy to get.
Yes, it is. Like you said, it's become one of the top car competitions in the world. I mean, basically, if your car is at SEMA, you can enter. So, you know, it goes from hundreds of applications, narrowed down to 40. And we've got four different categories. We have hot rods, muscle cars, off-road and truck, sport, compact and imports, and the young guns. And I have to say, the young guns are my favorite category because these guys are the future of the automotive industry. Uh-huh. And it's so neat to watch them up on stage with people that they've looked up to and admired over
the years. They've been watching Overholland and they've been seeing those guys. They've been reading the build books.
Yeah, or just watching these builders that, you know, to see them up on stage sharing the same stage, you could tell they're like, oh my gosh, please pinch me. So I always have, I always say the Young Guns category is like one of my favorites just for that reason.
So the winners were already announced, so I don't think it's a secret, but there is the show that's going to come out. You guys will be able to watch it.
Yes, on the History Channel. I don't have an exact date yet because I don't think there is a date. I think there is, but nobody's told me, and I still have yet to do the voiceover for the show. So
okay, well, so
I want to say
not,
it's in the new year. It'll be
not the next 2 weeks. Yeah,
no.
Maybe Chris can find it when Battle of the Builders is going to air in 2020. So who's the big winner?
Ring Brothers. Their 69 Camaro.
They're so nice, those guys. We love those guys.
The nicest guys. And it's amazing what their trademark is, taking an old, you know, like a, you know, old school vehicle and adding modern elements, but not too much. Like I think they add the right amount, and then the horsepower that they put on there is insane.
It's amazing because to your point, they can take modern elements and then actually go real far and then bring it back to make it more period correct. Like,
yes,
they may go like extreme on carbon fiber bodywork, but then kind of bring it back and go, well, ultimately we use modern materials, but now we're using modern materials in sort of a classic or vintage application.
Yes,
and
like if they
simplify modernization.
They do.
Exactly.
Unlike any other group of individuals on the planet.
Yeah.
You know, that's my assessment.
That's exactly it.
There's so many builders out there. Like when we start getting into machined billet pieces and carbon fiber pieces, you're like, "Hey, this was really expensive and it took a long time. We need to show it off."
Yeah, but
And Ring Brothers are like, this was really expensive. We want to talk about it, but you won't see it if you just get up on it. Like, you have to hear the story about it. And I love that the stories that they tell about their cars. And I love that they dress the same now at SEMA.
I know, they're like twins. They have the same shirt.
And they're the sweetest guys ever. They do such great work. And I will tell you this. If you guys haven't had a chance to tour some of the car show circuit, like Good Guys shows and things like that, where the Ring Brothers bring their cars, you should try to get out to one of these events. And when you get up on one of these cars and you see them in person, by the way, our friends at Speed Corps do the same thing. They're fantastic. Kyle Tucker at Detroit Speed does great job.
Yeah.
Go up on any one of these cars and see the amount of detail. Even if it's a car you're not a fan of, you're like, oh, I don't like the Mustang, or I don't like the Camaro, I don't like whatever. Get up on it and see the amount of work, see the amount of detail. And
details.
If you get a chance to talk to any one of these guys, talk to the Ring Brothers, talk to Kyle Tucker, talk to the guys at Speed Corps, and how they're like, oh, we 3D printed this from scratch, and the pedals on the car are 3D printed, and then we machined it in this. I'm like, oh my God, that's so much time you guys put into this.
But they're so excited to talk about it.
They really are.
Like, if you ask them a question, I mean, they will be more than happy to explain the process and why they made certain decisions and, you know, the whole process of the build.
It's fantastic. I can't wait to see it. I'm not sure when it's going to be out, but But check that out. It's on History this time.
It's going to be on History Channel this
time. Yeah, so A&E Network's FYI and History's Drive Block sometime in January. The exact time hasn't been announced yet.
You better get chopping on those voiceovers.
I know. I better get called in.
You better get over there.
Yes.
History's a little slow.
Yeah, it's just the guy who's got a couple of seasons of Knife or Death under his belt waiting for the next call. Yeah, waiting for the next call. Get your boy Barry on that. It's Barry's job.
I'm past the knife or death stage of my life, I believe.
Well, there you go. I like that show. That show was
it was fun.
Was good. Your co-host on Battle of the Builders,
Tanner Faust.
Tanner,
yes, great guy.
I like Tanner.
He is so easy to work with. He knows his stuff. Again, you know, like my other co-host, Chris Jacobs, we just work well together. I mean, it's, you know, to me, it's like sometimes you've got a great working chemistry and sometimes you don't. And I've been so lucky that with both Overhaul and Battle the Builders that I work really, really well with both co-hosts.
Is it frustrating for Tanner to work on a show like this where he doesn't drive anything?
Yeah, there was, I could see it in his eyes. Like there was, we were doing stand-ups and, you know, outside of SEMA,
yeah,
where they have all the drifting and the cool racing.
Yeah.
We had to wait in between, you know, the races just because for sound. And right, you could tell he's just watching and he's criticizing. He's like, oh, you know, he should have done this. Yep. I mean, you could tell he's like, no, he just wants to get behind the wheel.
Years ago, they were doing the like X Games out here and they had Rallycross. Downtown LA area, they were doing rallycross, and he was driving with Ford at the time. And Ford invited me down, and I was in their trailer, like their motorhome, and I was watching. You can hear the race there, and I was watching it on the TV in the trailer. And Tanner ran his thing, and I think he won it. And they placed cameras all over the car. This was kind of new for them to have the cameras in the car and kind of show a lot of the motion going on. Not typical of racing, but a little bit more typical of what you see something X Games wise, right? Okay. They want to show some more mechanical stuff. And I remember Tanner ran his run, the car pulled in, he hopped out of the car, jumped into the motorhome, you know, helmets off, kind of like unzipping the racing suit, getting a breather, getting some water. And he sees it up on the TV and he goes, "Did you see me right foot? Did you see me right foot brake?" He's like, "That's how you go fast, right foot brake." And I was like, "All right, Tanner, yeah, I saw you." But he's like, "No, that watch, go back and watch it again." He's so funny and he's so into it.
Yes, he's so into it and he knows his stuff.
He really does. Yeah. So when he's out there critiquing those guys, he knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
And it's I imagine it's different for him to do a show like this and not have all of his commentary come while he's driving a car. You should just cut to him just driving and him talking because he's always talking while driving. That's where they always put him. Like, Tanner, get in the car and just start talking about this and talking about this while you're driving.
But that's a talent. See, me, it's like I drive, but don't talk to me. Like, if I were calling in, I would be parked in a parking lot having this interview because I can't drive and talk at the same time.
Oh, I'm with you. They're like, drive, and talk about what you're doing. Oh, let me pull over and tell you what I did.
Exactly.
Or Tanner's like standing there going, "I don't know what to do with my hands." He's like sort of a Ricky Bobby moment, like, "I don't know what to do," because he's always behind the wheel kind of driving. But you guys are great on that show. Tanner's great. I'm excited to see that coming out in January. So we've got Overhauling. It's on the Motor Trend app now. You guys can go and check that out. Any past episodes you wanted to see, you can go back and see them. I used to get the Overhauling DVDs because there was cars that I liked that I'd have to go back and watch and go, "What did they do there again?" And kind of use them as reference points. A little bit like the build books, Scott Killeen's build books.
Okay.
Those are really good, by the way. We had Scott on Shift and Steer, my other podcast that we recorded from the SEMA show. He came in and is a longtime photographer in the space and gets so in depth with these build books and just will hang out like with Ring Brothers or something for 2 years and follow along one of these builds. So an overhaul is sort of the sped up video version of that.
Like the Cliff Notes.
Yeah, but you can see what's going on there. And those are the shows that I do like. But okay, well, thank you for coming in. I think we're kind of running out of time. Is there anything else? What do you got coming up? What's next? Just more overhauling?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, just rest. I know Bill and I just got back from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And I mean, at least for me, it's just nice to be home and just kind of chill and cruise through the holidays and just get ready for 2020, a whole new decade. I mean, it's just between SEMA, going to Saudi Arabia, filming overhauling. I just to have some a little bit of holiday downtime, just it sounds like the perfect recipe right now.
Yeah. And since you rolled up and I haven't seen you in a little while, how's your Audi R8 rolling?
It's awesome. Yeah, I was like, you know, I'm going to drive her up today because she's sat for weeks. I mean, I just haven't been home and
yeah.
It's not a practical car to go to Target or the grocery store. So yeah. I was like, you know,
I'm going to cruise likes to go to school in it, I bet. Probably when he was younger. He was
He loves the R8, but he also loves my Firebird.
Yeah, but that's not that practical either.
No.
What's the
not.
Daily driver? What's the Target hauler and the
It's a mid-size Mercedes SUV.
Yeah.
Boring.
All right. No, it's not boring. It's all right. What's Bud driving? A Cadillac?
Of course.
black.
Of course.
All black on black.
Yeah,
Cadillac.
Tinted.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, easy on the black stuff.
Hey, look, my truck's black. You were so proud when I said I got the black Lightning instead of the red one or the white one.
Absolutely. Good man.
It was like a little glimmer in his eye. He's like, finally came around. You got a truck and it's black.
Welcome to the dark side.
All right, guys, go to ajcalendars.com and you can go to adrianjanik.com as well. If you want to follow AJ on Instagram or Twitter, go to adrianjanik and you can see all the great stuff that she's posting up there. And hurry. Get the oversized calendar now. She'll go back right now and sign them and put them in the mail for you. Bill, what's next for you, buddy? We got like one more show to do and then we're going to take a little holiday break. So,
yeah, I've got Goldberg's this weekend or this week, and then NCIS the 1st of January. So, I'm going to do the Goldberg's. I'm going to hide for a couple weeks out here in San Antonio area and concentrate on getting the plans for the new garage built and, hit the ground running in 2020, man. Hi-ya.
Yeah, I hope Santa brings you a Whipple for that truck of yours.
I have to ask you,
yeah,
Bill.
Yeah, no doubt.
I actually have a question for you, Bill. I heard that, are you actually putting like a drag strip on your property? That's the rumor.
Well, maybe,
how is this spreading?
Maybe.
This
Maybe.
Is the rumor on the overhauling set. Someone's like, did you know that Goldberg's putting a drag strip on his property? I'm like, whoa. I mean, I'm just saying that's the rumor that's going around.
Wow.
Well, I mean, there might be a lot of truth to that rumor. You know, I just don't want it out so my neighbors kibosh it, but they'll get over it, I believe. Yeah, I am. No question. 100%.
Is this one of those ask for forgiveness, not permission kind of things?
Absolutely. No question.
Yeah.
Plus, I won't be able to hear them over the tires screeching.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Yeah. Just if you make it so that it's too scary to approach the property, then you should be fine. They'll just send letters to you or something like that.
I'm being a responsible car owner by having a facility that I can R&D my Nitto tires properly.
Yeah, right on. Goldberg's like John Forrest with the plugs and the promotion and all the sponsors.
I'm good with that, aren't
I? Yeah, he's awesome at that.
He's like, my house that I bought out here is brought to you by Magnaflow and Nitto tires. And thanks to my new Speedcore front door made out of carbon fiber, I just like to say, I get
you're
it.
You're hilarious. You do the same thing.
I do.
And AJ, you're the same way. So you guys, both y'all shut up.
Actually, right after this, on the way home, I've got a phone meeting planned with our buddy Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice.
He keeps getting cars, and we've got to chat about some stuff. So, you know, he's texting me, "Hey, brother, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm gonna do the show. I'm gonna talk to Bill, and what's going on with you?" He's like, "Let's chat." And I said, "Well, I can do it today or tomorrow." He's like, I'm hunting tomorrow, so and I was like, okay, Bill's hunting too. He's hunting deer with his Hellcat, but I think it's a little different than the bow hunting that Steve Austin's going to be doing, but going to be chatting with him. By the way, you and Steve Austin's new show on, I believe, WWE Network, right? Broken Skull Sessions?
Yes, sir.
You are, I think, his first episode, his guest, and this is his talk show. Steve Austin got a talk show.
Oh, wow. I got to see that.
His first guest was Undertaker, and apparently it was fantastic. And guest number two is Goldberg. So looking forward to that. I like Steve a lot. He's a good dude. I'm glad that you
he's a good dude, and you know, if I was if I would have been born in Texas, I'd be Steve Austin. But I was born in Oklahoma, so I'm Goldberg. So,
there you go.
But there's not much difference between the two of us. He's a good dude,
right? Except he wears camouflage shorts every day.
I wear camouflage underwear.
Well, all right. Well, there you go.
Goldberg pattern, Arctic.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. Again, go to ajcalendars.com. Follow Adrian Janik on Twitter and Instagram. You could follow me. I'm Moderator on all the social media. You could follow Goldberg. He's Goldberg and Goldberg Garage on Twitter. He's Goldberg95 and Goldberg's Garage on Instagram. And if you like what you hear, give us a nice little review at carcastshow.com or up on iTunes. And thanks, guys. I think we're going to, Chris, we got one more week and then a holiday break. One more week. So we'll see you guys next week. And then I don't know what we're going to put together for the holidays. We're going to pick a show that we like, one or two shows that we like from the past. Maybe rerun it. Maybe do something a little special. Who knows? Thanks, guys. Yeah. Until next time, keep the air in the spare and the bag in the wheel.
For the latest updates and call-in times, follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Carcast Show. If you'd like to write in, fill out the form on carcastshow.com. And don't forget to give us a nice rating on iTunes. Carcast is a Corolla Digital production and is produced by Chris Loxamana. For more information, visit carcastshow.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.